Well, she is the host of Blazing the Trail, heard right here on Mater Dei Radio on Wednesday evenings at 7:30 or anytime on your Hail Mary Media app, and the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard. It is Miriam Marston. Good morning, Miriam.
Good morning, David. It's great to be on with you.
How are you today?
I'm doing quite well. I'm enjoying this nice weather. It's getting a little bit warmer. It's kind of this tease of a week in February that seems to happen each year. We're like, oh, is it spring? And then it's not.
Yeah, I know. it does tease you, and then you get a blast of winter again. So, well, we'll enjoy it while we can. Hey, I wanted to say to you, you are a very busy person. I saw in a recent Catholic Sentinel story that you also sit on the Archdiocese Synod Steering Committee.
I do. It is not boring, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm busy, but it's all good. And really, David, all of this work is very connected. From even the stuff I do for Blazing the Trail, from the work, of course, directing faith formation, helping out with the synod, all of this is really, I see it as all part of the same work.
And you guys just had like a big Zoom meeting, did you not?
We did, yeah. We had 300 leaders from across Western Oregon tune in to learn more about how we're going to run these synod preparations in parishes.
Yeah, we had Todd Cooper on several weeks ago, and he kind of went through the process with us. But really going to be interesting to see how it all develops and what sort of information comes out of it.
It is. I look forward to it, and I would just ask your listeners to keep praying.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a big part of it. Well, speaking of praying, on Friday, it is the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, and what a beautiful feast that is. And when you hear that, the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, what comes to mind for you?
Yeah, and, I think the story that unfolded at Lourdes, David, is so beautiful, and some of your listeners might be familiar with the apparition that occurred in Lourdes, France, which is a town near the Pyrenees in southern France. Really one of the central figure, of course, is Our Lady.
Yeah.
But a key figure, of course, is Bernadette Soubirous, who was the young girl to whom Our Lady appeared a total of 18 times, actually, in 1844. But the apparitions began on February 11th, which is why we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes on February 11th. And it's so beautiful. You know, Bernadette came from a poor family, David. She was not in good health. She couldn't read or write. But one day she was out collecting firewood, and there was a gust of wind, and she saw Our Lady appear to her. And at first she didn't really say anything. Bernadette's first reaction was to pray the rosary, actually,
right,
upon seeing this beautiful apparition. But later on, Our Lady did begin to speak with her. On the 24th of February, she asked Bernadette for prayer, for the conversion of sinners, and for repentance. And the next day is when Bernadette was asked to start digging the ground near the grotto. And that from that ground started to spring up this water that to this day is, of course, used, the same spring that the pilgrims use every time they go for pilgrimage to Lourdes.
Mm.
Now, as the apparitions continued, we have on March 2nd, this is important, Our Lady instructs Bernadette to tell the priest that people should come here in procession and that a chapel should be built on this site. And David, it's an important point because Our Lady always points to her son, of course, Jesus Christ. It makes sense, of course, that she would ask that a church be built so that God can be worshiped properly and Mass can be celebrated. Then we have shortly after the first reported miracle at Lourdes, and then a really important point on March 25th, on the Feast of the Annunciation, the Blessed Virgin Mary told Bernadette who she was, and she said, "I am the Immaculate Conception," which was a dogma defined just a few years earlier in 1854. And it's interesting because, like I said, David, Bernadette was not very well educated at all. She would have been pretty unfamiliar with these developments in dogma. So it's kind of, she wouldn't have been able to kind of come up with the name Immaculate Conception. So as I said, there were 18 apparitions that continued until July 16th. And then Bernadette went on to join the Sisters of Charity and died in 1879. And she was canonized fittingly, I think, on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception in 1933. Mm. You know, David, there's been lots of reported miracles at Lourdes, which is amazing.
Right.
The church, however, is very careful with declaring miraculous healing. So there's only been about 70 which have been declared really certainly miraculous healing. So it's just an extraordinary story of faith and also perseverance on the part of Bernadette, who, like, she came up against some kind of questions and kind of criticisms kind of among her community, like, what did you actually see, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So she persevered in faith, and it really is a site of pilgrimage and of hope.
Wonderful. We're speaking with Miriam Marston. She is the host of Blazing the Trail, heard right here on Mater Dei Radio on Wednesday evenings at 7:30 or anytime on your Hail Mary media app, and the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard. And as we mentioned, too, sitting on the steering committee for the Archdiocese Synod process that they're going through right now. You know, I was just looking this up. The movie The Song of Bernadette, 1943, Miriam, is when that movie came out. And I was amazed as I read through this about the number of awards that it received. And I kind of forgot about that. Best Actress in a leading role went to Jennifer Jones, who played Bernadette. Best Actress. It also received Best Art Direction. It received Best Cinematography, and it received Best Music as well. It was nominated for Best Picture, Best Director, Supporting Role in a couple of different categories, Best Writing, Best Film Editing. Yes. Wow. I mean, when you look at this movie, The Song of Bernadette, kind of forgot about really what honors it received.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a beautiful film. It's been a number of years since I've seen it. I should revisit it. Yeah. This is a good time of year to watch it. But it also is it's a reminder of how the movies can evangelize too, to bring to light really the wonders that God works in our world.
Absolutely. Mary Marston joins us this morning talking about the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. Have you ever been there?
I have not. It's definitely on the bucket list. I've obviously, with my mother being French, and I have family back there, but we never go to the southern part of France, David.
Right.
So it's on the list, and I'd love to. But you know, there are ways that we can sort of remember Lourdes and kind of travel there, kind of in our own way, just locally, just as we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. I would recommend just a couple things to your listeners to remember our own baptism that day, David. I think is really beautiful, because we remember that those of us who have been baptized, that we've received new life from these waters, which heal and restore our soul. And so I think it's a lovely time of year to remember our baptism, and just to remember that these physical healings, of course, which show the power of God, they point to this spiritual healing that is made available to each and every one of us through repentance, through the sacraments, which again are just a magnificent avenue of conversion. I think confession as well. It's a great time to reflect on the healing power of confession. Not a lot of water involved in that, but it all still comes from the same font of life, which is,
absolutely,
of course, God. Yeah.
Well, Miriam, great to talk with you. Thank you for your reflections on Our Lady of Lourdes, the feast again this Friday. Always great to chat with you. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, happy to be with you. Have a great day. God bless you.
God bless.